This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 9th. God's word to you today is the one. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 17, verse 28, from the King James Version, and it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." Asaph, one of King David's psalmists, expressed his doubts in writing in Psalm 77 verses 1 to 9. Please read. The first thing that jumps out at us when we read this portion of scripture is that we are men of like passions. A lot of us can relate to what Asaph is talking about. In fact, many of us have asked the same questions Asaph was asking. But don't you just love David? David expresses his highs and lows with God. David is real and vulnerable to God and documents it. But beyond that, David permits the people around him to be real with God. Sometimes in Christian circles, we are just too religious. We don't even allow people to be real with God. We do not allow people to express their doubts or even cry. If we were David, we probably would not include Asaph's psalm in the collection of psalms because we feel it is embarrassing to God. But God allowed it because God is not embarrassed about our doubts. God knows we are doubtful and he knows when we question things, but he's still okay with it. This should be a huge lesson for us. The reality is that many people are wrestling with doubts. A lot of people are looking for reasons, for answers, and for solutions. We are wired to always look for solutions. It is our nature to look for reason, whereas it is God's nature to offer us a relationship, a huge difference. We are looking for answers to the north, south, east, and west, but God is offering us the answer. We think the solution to our doubt is an explanation. So we go to God seeking for answers, explanations. Whereas God says the answer to our doubts is him. God is offering us himself. That sickly child that you're concerned about, will he or she even be able to graduate from the university? God is offering himself. In God, you will discover that that child will not only graduate, but that child will also outlive you. Stop expecting God to give you an explanation or give you reasons not to doubt. God wants you to trust him amid your doubts. God is saying, "I am the reason why you should not doubt again." We go to God seeking to connect the dots of life and make sense of the things happening in our lives. Yet, God is saying, you just need to connect one dot, and that dot is him. God alone connects every other dot and makes sense of every other thing. And that is the beauty of walking with God. It is an honor, really. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.